Happy Wednesday, you guys. It's Wednesday, April 10th, and welcome back to the podcast. If you guys are listening to this, I do apologize about the sound in the background. I am in my truck. I've got the windows down, and I just wanted to come on and talk to y'all for a brief minute. So I'm just recording this in the car. No video for you today. So anyway, what am I talking about? This is actually not part of a regular podcast episode. This is just some commentary that I'm going to drop into my YouTube video or into my YouTube channel, right? So I got a comment on one of my recent vlogs. And if you guys watch our YouTube channel, you've probably seen a lot of content from us over the last since the beginning of April, because I'm participating in VEDA, which is vlog every day in April or video every day in April. I'm participating in that. And I've uploaded, you know, the stuff that goes on around our house and what we do on a day-to-day basis. Anyway, in one of those videos, I was talking about our neighbors. And our neighbors, most of the neighbors that, I live in a pretty diverse neighborhood. However, on my block, I have a white family that lives across the street. It's a husband and wife, and maybe their adult son comes every once in a while. They live across the street. We have an African family to the left of us, and we also have Asians, you know, within the immediate. I'm going to say within probably like the six or seven houses that are like in this little cluster that, you know, you look out your window, you can see what somebody's doing in their yard and, you know, the immediate area. I'm not talking about my complete neighborhood. So anyway, on our particular block, there is a white family that lives across the street. Now, I don't have any issues with this white family at all, other than the fact that they have been doing some like real crazy, dumb ass shit lately, and we're finding out about it. And it's just like, you know what? I mentioned it in one of my vlogs, and I mentioned it in a way of saying, you know what? I had the camera on them. You clearly saw it was a white man. He was power washing his driveway. And there was, and I used the term, instead of saying white, I called them privileged. And I said, they're using their privilege to basically abuse and attack people in the neighborhood. And I didn't go into detail, you know, about it, but the HOA has received several complaints from this neighbor about things that really honestly shouldn't matter to them. It's none of their business or anything. And I've noticed that, I can't even say noticed, it's been put out there. You'd have to be living under a rock if you haven't heard about, especially all of these white women, particularly, and the lady across the street who I'm talking about, this actually happens to be a white woman, even though I showed you her husband power washing. These white women are getting some type of bravado and coming out of their shells and using their privilege to attack Black people who are minding their business and who are not a harm or a threat to anybody. They just feel uptight that day and they have a stick in their ass and they want to do something. And I'm noticing about our neighbors that kind of that's what is going on with them. Anyway, let me give you a little bit of another story as well before I get into this comment that I got on that video. So about 2 years, 2.5 years ago, we had a car in our backyard. Now, I know that sounds like some real ghetto country ass shit. However, no one would have known this car was in our backyard and or anything, because the way we're surrounded by trees, the way our house covers up everything, you would never know this car was back there. On top of that, this car was covered up with a very large tarp, and it wasn't sitting in like just the middle of our yard or anything like that. I mean, it was thoroughly concealed. And so the car was covered up in a way that you probably honestly wouldn't know what was underneath it. You really couldn't tell it was a car. You didn't know if it was sand, if it was concrete, bags of concrete, if it was bricks. You don't know what was underneath this tarp. However, we got a visit from the local police department one day, and they were even laughing at it, but you know, the law is the law is the law. And so they came and they were like, hey, I really hate to, you know, bring this up because I look back there and it doesn't look like there's anything that should be out of pocket. However, someone noticed, I guess, when you brought the car back here that it was a car. And so now they want it gone, even though you can't see it from the street. And yeah, this is the police officer saying this. He was like, but since I know it's a car, I did go ahead and lift up the tarp and I saw it. I know it's a car, so I have to really tell you that it needs to be moved off the property because the law is, you know, no parking cars in your lawn, even if nobody can see it, blah, blah, blah. Now, mind you, we weren't planning on keeping this car back there forever. It was just temporary storage until we were figuring out what to do with it, right? And we never knew which neighbor told because we really couldn't figure out what the hell was going on because I'm like, none of our neighbors from the back can see it. Our neighbors on either side of us can't see it. The neighbor, the African neighbors that are to the left of us, those will be the ones who will be most affected by it. But even then, they'd have to come completely out of their house, walk up the hill in the back of their house, go through some trees, stand on it, and look down to be able to see that this was a tarp. Because if you didn't know we had taken the car back there, you would just think it was a bunch of dirt, maybe some cement, whatever it was back there. Anyway, you know, I pondered about that every, you know, for a long time. Like, what hating ass neighbor told about this car being back here? And further, who's watching me that much to even know that this is a doggone car? I digress. Finally, you know, I got that shit off my chest. You know, it wasn't bothering me anymore. I'm like, whatever. You know, I don't know who did what and why they did it and why it was bothering them so much in my backyard when you couldn't see it from anywhere. And anyway, so I forgot about it. So I went to a recent HOA meeting. And for those of you who are not sure what HOA is, that's a homeowners association meeting. And it came to light that the neighbor across the street is a problem neighbor who tends to like to report especially the activities of Black people in the neighborhood. And so she, I have found out, was the one who reported the car in the back of our house. Now, mind you, they're across the street. They're on an angle. They can't see anything. What I showed you guys in that video, the picture of their house, that's really all, I mean, that's what they can see about our house as well. They can also see our driveway. Now just let that sink in. They called and they called the police. Now, the HOA wasn't going to do anything about it because the HOA says, hey, unless our people come around and we see them in violation of something, there's nothing that we're going to do about it. And furthermore, we don't really care what people do in their backyards unless we know it's going to be a problem with other people in the neighborhood. That's the HOA stance on it. But the HOA also does adhere to the local city and county laws. But that was the HOA's response to this lady, and so that wasn't good enough for her, so of course she calls the local police. Mind you, we had already been living in this house for 2 years. We've gone without incident. We take very good care of our house. We're quiet. We're neat. We're friendly. We have no problems whatsoever. We don't have a lot of company. We're probably some of the best people to live next to. End of story. So when I speak on white privilege, when I said that in my video, I'm saying that because, you know what, we can't sit here and deny that all of us haven't been bombarded about all of these people that are calling the cops on non-emergency situations and being in business that does not pay them. It does not do anything for them. It is nothing, you know, it's nothing. So, you know, calling because of a barbecue, calling because someone's selling water, calling because a boy accidentally rubs his backpack against somebody's butt, those types of things, you know, and of course the white lady calling about a car that's covered up by a tarp that you wouldn't even know was a car unless you happened to see me drive it back there one day. And then if you did that, you were being extremely extra fucking nosy. And why are you being that goddamn nosy in my yard? It's not affecting you. You know, it is not affecting you one single bit. And on top of that, you already know what type of people we are, and we take extremely good care of our home. We take pride in it, and we're very, very, very respectful of the neighborhood. So when I dropped that privilege part into my video, I was speaking on my own personal experience, not just with my neighbor, but in life, period. You'd have to live under a rock if you don't think that race matters in this damn world. Now, it would be a great, great place to live if race didn't bother people, and if I personally, as a black person, wasn't affected by what white people do and the shit that they put off on us and then try to make it seem as if they are always in the right, when no, they just want things their way because they can't accept that black people have a right to do the same things that they do. I mean, mind you, I didn't call the HOA when they had this big ass 9,000 foot RV parked in front of their house, blocking all of the street and just being an eyesore, which is absolutely against the HOA rules. But they had it there for weeks and months and I hated it. But did I call the HOA? No. Did I call the local city, police because it's on their property, and just because I don't like the way it looks on their property that I should call? No, I'm like, they pay for that house. They pay a mortgage over there. They live there. That's their stuff. It's not on my property. So what the hell? And I don't own these damn streets. So why the hell am I going to call on the people across the street? Anyway, the comment basically said, hey, I don't know if this person was white or not, but typically this is a white person response, but I could be wrong. But they said, hey, I love watching your vlogs, but white privilege, that's code for white people, isn't it? Well, in short, they're like, I enjoyed watching your vlogs, but that's a turnoff. I don't know why race bothers you so much. Now, friends, before you sound off in the comments under that video, I just want you to say take it easy on them, because they do not know what they speak of. Because, you know, if this is actually a white person, I have found that many, many, many white people, especially white women, are oblivious to the privilege that they have just because they are indeed white. And it offends them when someone black like myself turns around and talks about the experience that they have being a black person affected by someone using their white privilege in ways that is not beneficial and doesn't affect anything. It's just because they want to be fucking assholes and do it the white way. I said it the white way, not necessarily the right way. And yeah, so I did not get angry, you know, at this person or anything like that. I was like, hey, no need to apologize or be sorry for the way you feel about me speaking my truth, because that is my truth. I've experienced it and everything. But I did say, hey, I think you are a little bit misguided if you think that I shouldn't be bothered by race. Well, when my race stops bothering white people, then perhaps I won't be bothered by someone else's race. Now, mind you, I treat people accordingly. And I see things for what they are. Now, I am not the most politically correct person in the world. I don't claim to be or anything. And I'm also not that sensitive. However, I will not apologize for speaking on what is absolutely apparent in this country today, in my neighborhood, in where I live and lay my head, with the experiences that I have on a day-to-day basis, where, yeah, people have privilege. And if you don't think that, then you are indeed living under a rock, and you might need to educate yourself a little bit more. Or maybe you might just have to walk in my shoes, you know, maybe turn yourself black for, you know, a year and see how differently you actually get treated. Now, have I been treated in extremely horrible? No, I can't really say that I have, but I have definitely had my experiences where, you know, the color of my skin, I am treated and have received different treatment than my white counterpart. So I don't want to hear this old stuff about, you know, I turned you off because I spoke the truth about certain white people using their privilege against black people. Because one, I live in the deep south, honey. I live in Georgia, and while we might pride ourselves down here on being some very hospitable people, these bitches down here are racist as fuck. But they like to smile in your face and pretend that they're not, and then all the while they're smiling in your face, they're turning around and calling the law and being nosy and snooping around your house to find out what they can do to get you out. Now, let's be very clear, you know, there are more minorities in my neighborhood than there are white people, and I do believe at one point in time there were way more white people in our neighborhood. However, black people in Atlanta being affluent and living nicely is everywhere. We are everywhere, honey. We're out in the in the boondocks, we're in the city, we're in the burbs, we're in rural areas, we're in the sticks, we are everywhere. So you would think that by now, these white people, especially here, would get used to the fact that black people have to have it going the fuck on. And we can buy shit and we can have shit and we can do shit that white people can do too. It's not just you. And just because our swag is different and just because we look a little bit different, it doesn't make you more entitled to have it than we are. So to my neighbor and to this commenter, I do, I'm not going to say to the commenter, but I am going to say to my neighbor that you better not park that RV in your driveway this year, because honey, I will be telling on you too. I will be coming out of my house and taking pictures, just like you come out and take pictures of the neighbors when they have five cars in their driveway and they have company and stuff like that. What are you worried about? Why are you worried about cars that are in their driveway? They're not broken down eyesores. They live there. They use these cars. They're their children's cars. So when you come out with your camera and you're taking pictures of the car that's in my backyard and the cars that are in somebody else's driveway and minding business that is not yours and it does not pay you, oh, you best believe I'm going to be out there with my Canon T6i taking all the good resolution pictures, 300 DPI or better, honey. And I will be turning those into the HOA, because I don't have no black privilege. But you know what? I'm going to pretend like I do, and I'm going to use it against you, honey. And to the commenter, I do apologize. No, I don't apologize for shit. Hate that you feel that way. Hate that you feel that way about what I said. But what I hate more than anything is that you have these rose-colored glasses on and you can't understand why anybody, black, white, or otherwise, would not be offended by someone's race, why they shouldn't be bothered about someone else's race. It's not that I'm bothered about somebody else's race, but I am bothered when people of another race, another skin color, another ethnicity, or whatever, have this prejudice against someone else just for no reason other than the fact that they want to have it, because we do not look, act, speak, or live like them. However, we are respectfully utilizing the same neighborhood and doing the same things that they do. So if you never watch another video of mine, I can't really sit here and say that there's any love lost. You know, it's just, hey, that's part of the game. Sometimes you just don't like people. People will turn you off. I've been there. People have said some things that have rubbed me the wrong way, and I have made my exit quietly, though. And so you may not come back and watch another video. I'm not offended by that. And I appreciate that you left that comment today, because it gave me something to actually speak on. So if you are a white friend and you are not an ally of the black plight and understanding why we feel the way we feel about certain types of white people, then you might as well do yourself a service and go ahead and unsubscribe and stop watching as well, because my comments will remain the same. They will remain the same. My wife's mother, she is white, and I don't hold my tongue just because she is. You know, she's white. She's a part of our family. So just because she's white, I shouldn't speak on my experiences with people. You got me effed up. But anyway, rant over. Again, you guys, don't go searching for this comment and leaving all kinds of nasty messages for them, because I just take it that they just don't know any better. They didn't really think about the comment before they left it. So anyway, I'm out of here. Peace out, and I'll see you guys in tomorrow's vlog. Bye-bye.